Chapter 1. Theater Army Introduction. Chapter 1 provides the fundamental discussion for understanding the Theater Army. First, it discusses the Army as an echeloned force. Then it discusses the geographic combatant commanders, followed by a discussion of the Theater Army's roles, functions, and responsibilities. Next is the discussions of service component responsibilities and the Theater Army's relationship with other echelons above brigade forces. The chapter concludes with a discussion regarding Theater Army relationship to other service components. The Army as an echeloned force. The Army mission, our purpose, remains constant: to provide trained and equipped forces to joint force commanders for employment during competition below armed conflict, crisis, and conflict. The Army does this by organizing, training, and equipping its forces to conduct prompt and sustained land combat to defeat enemy ground forces and seize, occupy, and defend land areas. The Army accomplishes its mission by supporting the joint force and unified action partners in four strategic roles: shape operational environments, OEs, prevent conflict, prevail in large-scale combat operations, LISCO, and consolidate gains. Army forces are organized and employed in echelons, with each designed toward a specific function or mission. Each sequentially higher echelon organization possesses broader capabilities. This organization provides commanders with great flexibility in selecting the appropriate echelon for the range of military operations. The Theater Army's primary role is as the Army Service Component Command, ASCC, assigned to a Geographic Combatant Commander, GCC. As the ASCC, it is responsible for administration and support of all Army forces assigned, attached, or under the operational control of the GCC, or transiting the Area of Responsibility, AOR. The Theater Army provides most of the administrative control, ADCON, and Army support to forces deployed in a Joint Operations Area, JOA. In addition, the Theater Army plays a significant role in coordinating, supporting, and integrating all Army forces committed to the AOR into GCC plans. As ASCC to a GCC, the Theater Army provides general support to Army and joint forces operating in JOAs within the AOR. The Theater Army must maintain an AOR-wide focus, providing Army support to all Army and joint forces across the AOR, in accordance with the GCC's priorities of support. The Theater Army is responsible for AOR-wide distribution, recovery, and redistribution of supplies and equipment. Geographic Combatant Commanders and the Theater Army. Combatant commanders' requirements for Army forces are determined by the National Military Strategy, the Joint Strategic Campaign Plan, the Forces for Unified Commands Memorandum, other specific campaign plans, and operational requirements forecast by the combatant commander that are sourced through allocation in the Global Force Management Allocation Plan, known as GIFMAP. To meet these requirements, the Army provides combatant commanders with formations trained and equipped to apply land power from the theater strategic level through the operational level and down to the tactical employment of various corps, divisions, brigades, groups, and battalions. Together, the Theater Army, corps, and division, as echelons above brigade organizations, give combatant commanders tailorable options for employing land power as part of an interdependent joint force within a geographic AOR. The Unified Command Plan, UCP, establishes the GCC's missions and responsibilities, including the delineation of the general AOR for which each GCC is responsible. The UCP provides the framework used to assign forces from each of the services to the respective GCCs for employment in joint operations. Trans-regional combatant commanders have trans-regional responsibilities for assigned functions and support, or can be supported by GCCs, or may accomplish missions assigned by the UCP independently. The operational chain of command for forces in an AOR normally extends from the combatant commander to a joint force commander, JFC, conducting military operations in a supported JOA or a theater of operations, and then to the subordinate joint functional component commands, joint force land component command, joint force maritime component command, and joint force air component command, or subordinate service component commanders. There are instances when the GCC may place a joint task force under operational control, OPCON, to a service component, most often a standing joint task force. There are four types of command relationships in the operational chain of command. Combatant command, command authority or COCOM, OPCON, tactical control, TACON, and support. Joint force commanders exercise the last three types of relationships as prescribed by law or as the superior commander over the military forces under their command. Unless directed by the President or Secretary of Defense, COCOM is reserved for combatant commanders over their assigned forces. Joint task forces, JTFs, and functional component commands, such as a land component, comprise forces that are normally subordinate to a service component command, but have been placed OPCON under the JTF and subsequently to a functional component commander. GCCs frequently manage the risk of rapidly developing crises or conflicts by tasking components, frequently the theater army, to serve as a JTF in an operations plan. Most theater armies are also identified as able to serve as a theater joint force land component command, JTF, or joint force land component command, when designated by the GCC and appropriately resourced. However, there is inherent risk of tasking the theater army, or any component, as a JTF, because of the strain placed on the theater army's Title 10 United States Code, USC, Section 7013 Bravo, referred to as Title 10, and other ASCC responsibilities to the whole theater. In these cases, a theater army should be a JTF for limited scope, scale, or duration. Should the crisis develop into an enduring operation or larger conflict, the JTF role should be transitioned to a dedicated JTF headquarters. In some cases, the combatant commander may not establish a JTF, instead retaining OPCON over subordinate functional component commands and service components. Under joint doctrine, all joint forces include service components to provide administrative and logistic support to their respective service forces. A service component command assigned to a GCC consists of the service component commander and the service forces, such as individuals, units, detachments, and organizations, including support forces, assigned to that combatant commander. The Secretary of Defense identifies force capabilities to be assigned to combatant commands in the assignment tables of the Forces for Unified Commands Memorandum. The Theater Army, as the ASCC to a GCC, is the command responsible for recommendations to the JFC on the allocation and employment of Army forces within a JOA. See JP3-31 for more information on joint force land operations. Service components may only be assigned to a single combatant commander. However, service component commanders may support multiple combatant commanders in a supporting-to-supported commander relationship, especially in the case of force reductions or resource constraints. The service determines the proper headquarters to provide support. The Forces for Unified Command Memorandum establishes service component support relationships for responsibilities assigned in the UCP. Commanders of forces assigned to the combatant commands are under the authority, direction, and control of, and are responsible to, their combatant commander to carry out operational missions, operation plan, OPLAN responsibilities, joint training and exercises, and logistics. However, Army doctrine distinguishes between the Army component of a combatant command and Army components of subordinate joint forces. Under Army doctrine, the Theater Army is the ASCC to a GCC. There is only one Theater Army within a combatant command's AOR, and it serves as the combatant commander's single point of contact reporting directly to the Department of the Army, DA. The Theater Army has OPCON of all Army forces within the AOR, unless and until the combatant commander establishes a JOA and places such Army forces under its JFC. The Army component to a joint force operating in an established JOA is the Senior Army Headquarters OPCON to the JFC, and is the R4, which includes ADCON authorities and responsibilities over all assigned or attached Army forces, and OPCON of all Army forces assigned to the JTF, not assigned to another service component. The ADCON responsibilities can be delegated or shared. An R4 is the Army component and Senior Army Headquarters of all Army forces assigned or attached to a combatant command, subordinate joint force command, joint functional command, or multinational command, FM 3-94, regardless of whether Army forces are OPCON to the theater Army or OPCON to an R4 in the JOA, the theater Army commander retains responsibility for ADCON of all Army forces and is the R4 for the theater. While AORs may vary across the six theaters, the organization of the theater Army is tailored to each AOR. A standard theater Army design and table of organization and equipment, TOE, allows a better understanding of the organization. The theater Army includes the commander, staff, and all Army forces, organizations, units, personnel, and installations, assigned to the combatant command. All theater Army headquarters have a standard TOE, based on known requirements, to support a fully developed AOR, including military forces either forward stationed or deployed to the AOR on a rotational basis. Although the TOE is standard, the Army tailors each theater Army to support the specific requirements of its AOR and the GCC to which it is assigned. One of the mechanisms for adjusting the respective designs/TOE requirements to account for the considerable variation between AORs is the Modified Table of Organization and Equipment, MTO. The MTO is different for each theater Army headquarters, reflecting levels of manning and equipment commensurate with headquarters. Department of the Army decisions that balance requirements against risk and available resources, tailored to the specific requirements of each AOR. A table of distribution and allowance, known as TDA, may further augment the Theater Army headquarters with additional depth on the staff, based on workload factors reviewed and updated by the Army annually. See Chapter 3 for additional discussion on MTO and tables of distribution and allowance. Theater Army roles, functions, and tasks. A role is the broad and enduring purpose for which the organization or branch is established. ADP 1-01. In accordance with AR 10-87, the Theater Army's primary role is ASCC to a GCC. However, there are some organizations that serve as the ASCC to a Trans-Regional Combatant Command. See Chapter 6 for more information on ASCCs to Trans-Regional Combatant Commands. Additionally, under certain conditions, the GCC could require the ASCC to serve as a JTF, or Joint Force Land Component Command, joint roles, for immediate response and contingency operations. Serving as a joint headquarters requires significant augmentation and directly impacts the Theater Army's ability to support its role as ASCC. The associated risks to setting and maintaining the theater and setting and supporting subordinate operational areas must be accounted for prior to establishing the new joint headquarters. A function is the broad, general, and enduring role for which an organization is designed, equipped, and trained, JP1. A function delineates the set of executable capabilities that an organization or branch requires to perform its role. The Theater Army is responsible for 7 functions. Exercise Command and Control, C2, over Army forces in the theater, see Chapter 3. Execute Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements, see Chapter 4. Provide ADCON of Army Forces, see Chapter 4. Set and maintain the theater, see Chapter 5. Set and support operational areas, see Chapter 6. Plan and coordinate for consolidation of gains in support of joint operations, see Chapter 7. Perform joint roles in limited scope, scale, and duration, see Chapter 8. Note: when directed by the GCC to perform operational C2 of Army or Joint Forces, the Theater Army retains its primary role as ASCC to the GCC and remains responsible for all the service and AOR support functions of that role. A task is a clearly defined action or activity specifically assigned to an individual or organization that must be done as it is imposed by an appropriate authority, JP1. A task may be collective or individual. Theater Army role as Army Service Component Command. In the role as an ASCC to a GCC, the Theater Army fulfills all requirements of a service component for Army forces assigned or attached to the GCC. Responsibilities of a service component are determined from Title 10 USC, Section 7013 Bravo, DODD 5101.1, DOD Executive Agent Program, and Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements. See the references for the link to the DOD Executive Agent Program homepage. Execute Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements. The Combatant Commander's Daily Operational Requirements, CCDOR, are tasks that occur on a daily basis across the competition continuum and during all phases of joint operations. This list of tasks reflects the execution of roles, functions, and tasks derived from Title 10. Army Support to Other Services, ASOS, and other requirements unique to the AOR regardless of other operations. Title 10 is the law governing the armed forces of the United States and delineating the organization of the Department of Defense, DOD, including the combatant commands. The Theater Army is responsible for execution of Army-specific Title 10 requirements as the GCC requires. As part of these daily activities, theater armies conduct GCC activities that set conditions for military success in the event that threatened or actual violence is required to deter adversary aggression. This includes execution of key tasks across the competition continuum, to include providing ASOS, conducting theater security cooperation, assessing and developing infrastructure, developing concepts and O-plans, and maintaining threat orders of battle and providing indications and warnings of changes in an operational environment, OE. Chapter 3 provides more detail regarding CCDOR. Provide ADCON of Army Forces. The Theater Army Headquarters is responsible for ADCON of all Army forces in the AOR. This and responsibilities laid out in JP1 are derived from fulfilling the Army's support function to the GCC. As an ASCC, the Theater Army retains these responsibilities regardless of tasks delegated to another component commander or a non-Army JFC. ADCON responsibilities include organization of service forces, control of resources and equipment, personnel management, unit logistics, individual and unit training, readiness, mobilization, and demobilization, discipline. ADCON is not a command relationship, but rather the exercise of authority in respect to administration and support. The exercise of ADCON fulfills a military department's statutory responsibilities. ADCON is synonymous with administration and support responsibilities identified in Title 10. The Secretary of the Army's USC responsibilities are exercised through ADCON. The Theater Army Headquarters is responsible for ADCON of all Army forces in the AOR in peacetime and wartime. See Chapter 4 for further discussion on Theater Army ADCON responsibilities. Set and maintain the theater. Setting the theater is a GCC responsibility in which the Theater Army plays a major role. Generally, this responsibility is driven by the support requirements of specific operation plans, concept plans, con plans, and other requirements established in the Combatant Command Campaign Plan. Setting the theater includes whole-of-government initiatives, including bilateral or multilateral diplomatic agreements. These agreements allow United States forces access to ports, terminals, airfields, and bases within the AOR to support current and future military contingency operations. Many of these whole-of-government initiatives are the responsibility of non-DOD government agencies, although the resulting requirements are often identified by the senior defense official of embassy country teams within the GCC, in consultation with the Theater Army and its enabling subordinate commands. The Theater Army, in conjunction with its associated Theater Sustainment Command, TSC, prepares sustainment estimates that outline the responsibilities and requirements for setting the theater where United States military presence is forward stationed or deployed. The Theater Army executes many of these responsibilities through the TSC. Setting the theater also includes security cooperation activities intended to improve interoperability with United States forces, enhance the legitimacy of the host nation, and improve the host nation's ability to defend itself against internal disorder and external threats. Set and support the operational areas. Theater Army set and support specific operational areas for JFCs and execute activities that create conditions of advantage for the joint and multinational force. A GCC or subordinate unified commander may designate an area within the theater of operations as a specific operational area for conducting a specific military operation. Once an area within a GCC's theater is designated, the Theater Army plays a critical role in multiple tasks, including force tailoring, opening the JOA, providing force protection support to the JOA, providing sustainment support to the JOA. establishing communications network architecture to and within the JOA, providing intelligence support to the JOA. Setting an operational area involves determining the type and level of sustainment and other Army support units needed by the JFC in the JOA. Setting a JOA also involves establishing the command and support relationships of the sustainment and other support units to the R4 within the JOA. This includes planning and coordination to consolidate gains in support of OPLANs, as well as ongoing operations. Army organizations assigned to the Theater Army provide theater-level capabilities necessary to perform theater-level tasks, as well as to assist and augment subordinate tactical organizations. The Theater Army Commander principally focuses on operational-level theater support involving force generation and sustainment during campaigns and joint operations. The level of support capability required varies from one AOR to another. The Theater Army Commander identifies the specific Army capabilities required to support the combatant commander, force generation, and works with other organizations to tailor assigned Army units to provide specific capabilities to the combatant command. The Theater Army Commander then deploys those capabilities into the area of operations, AO, as required by the joint force. As the situation changes, the Secretary of Defense modifies those resourcing decisions, force generation, as necessary, based on the combatant commander's request for forces or previously approved plans. Plan and coordinate for the consolidation of gains in support of joint operations. The Theater Army continuously plans, coordinates, and assesses to consolidate gains across an AOR. The Theater Army accomplishes this through the execution of Title 10 and executive agent activities that shape the theater and engage other regional actors in promoting long-term stability while deterring aggression. Upon request from the GCC or activation of an OPLAN, with time-phased force and deployment data, the Theater Army provides the combatant commander with forces and capabilities specifically tailored to focus on area security and stability. This requires planning and coordination for refined logistic estimates, security cooperation plans, engineer units capable of infrastructure assessments, civil military requirements, communications, and other critical capabilities essential to consolidate gains in the context of a specific operation or campaign. Successful consolidation of gains in a specific operational area requires the Theater Army to retrograde equipment, redeploy forces, and maintain a continuous presence and security cooperation plan. This facilitates the security conditions required to successfully transition from conflict to competition. The transfer of an AO from United States Army forces to a legitimate authority relieves the land force of area security and stability tasks and represents a transition from operations that consolidate gains back to operations that shape the OE. The Theater Army, unlike other echelons, never totally completes consolidation of gains. Rather, it supports the execution of continuous campaigning throughout the competition continuum to maintain relative advantage in support of United States national interests on behalf of the GCC, never leaving the AOR while fulfilling its ASCC role and supporting joint functions. Exercise command and control over Army forces in a theater. The Theater Army is the ASCC and has the responsibility to control attached and assigned Army forces within the AOR through ADCON and OPCON or TACON. As the Army component of the combatant command, the ASCC is the R4 for the theater. Once delegated to the senior Army headquarters in a JOA, the Army component of the subordinate joint force is an R4 for the JOA. Army doctrine distinguishes between the Army component of a combatant command and that of a joint force formed by the combatant commander. The Theater Army initially maintains control of all Army units assigned to an AOR until control is passed to the senior Army force, or R4, in a subordinate JOA. As part of controlling Army forces, the R4 maintains ADCON of Army forces and addresses service responsibilities, such as coordinating ASOS. See ADP 4.0 and Chapter 4 of this ATP for more information on ASOS. Perform joint roles in limited scope, scale, and duration. The function of exercising C2 refers to the immediate response to crises arising unexpectedly anywhere within an AOR. This function derives from Theater Army's function to serve in a joint role as a Joint Force Land Component Command, or JTF. The Theater Army's Title 10 responsibilities for the entire AOR stay with the Theater Army regardless of additional missions. The Theater Army exists to fulfill Title 10 responsibilities by law. If called upon to serve in this capacity, the administrative headquarters responsibilities of the Theater Army will be significantly strained. Serving as a Joint Force Land Component Command, or JTF, requires additional resourcing and clearly established priorities by the GCC due to expected challenges serving successfully as the ASCC and JTF/Joint Force Land Component Command simultaneously. Theater armies are not organized, equipped, or manned for roles beyond the ASCC. The ASCC responsibility encompasses the requirements to enable theater army commanders to exercise command and control of forces, performing their designated roles and functions during small-scale operations, such as non-combatant evacuation operations, foreign humanitarian assistance, FHA, foreign disaster relief, FDR, or peace operations. Once designated a JTF or Joint Force Land Component Command, these tasks include establishing liaisons at pertinent boards, centers, cells, and working groups as described in FM60, JP3-31, and JP3-33. Prior to the establishment of a JOA, the GCC may designate the Theater Army as a Theater Joint Force Land Component Command for advising, coordinating, and supporting joint land operations to shape the theater or prevent conflict during crisis action. The intent is to provide the GCC with the ability to have a central point for synchronization of all land force activities. Examples of tasks the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command executes in support of the GCC include advising the commander on land force capabilities and advocacy for land domain issues, providing coordinated recommendations for land force mission sets, roles, and responsibilities, coordinating with other functional components to assist in campaign planning, and assisting the GCC in planning, coordinating, and executing sustained operations for setting the theater during all operations. In the case of FHA, FDR, and Defense Support of Civil Authorities, DISCA, the Theater Joint Force Land Component Command is a command option used by the GCC to provide C2 for Title 10 land operations for DISCA. This option provides for a single Title 10 functional component headquarters capable of providing general support to achieve unity of effort between federal and state response forces. Theater Army relationships with echelon above brigade forces. The Theater Army plays a significant role in coordinating, supporting, and integrating all Army forces committed to the AOR in support of GCC campaign plans for that AOR. The Theater Army coordinates with the DA, supporting Army commands such as United States Army Forces Command, FORCECOM, and direct reporting units to integrate combatant commander requirements within the Army force generation process as part of global force management. See AR 525-29 for more on the Army force generation process. The Theater Army coordinates through FORCECOM for theater-specific training and preparation of regionally aligned forces. The Theater Army commander recommends to the combatant commander the composition, sequence of deployment, and operational chain of command for Army forces deploying to the AOR. The Theater Army commander exercises OPCON as specified by the GCC and ADCON as specified by the Secretary of the Army. The configuration of an echelon above brigade headquarters is determined by its ability to control operations across land areas for which it is responsible and integrate joint capabilities into those operations. A corps is normally the senior Army headquarters, an R4 inside a JOA. It serves as the Army's deployable level of command required to synchronize and sustain major operations. The corps is tailored to specific missions. Per the recommendation of the Theater Army, the corps receives assigned subordinate organizations for its employment within a JOA. A corps headquarters has the capability to serve as a JTF, Joint Force Land Component Command, or an R4. In accordance with FM3-94, a corps requires significant augmentation from the joint and multinational force to perform Joint Force Land Component Command or JTF roles successfully. An Army Corps commander is capable of exercising C2 of 2 to 5 Army divisions when a corps serves as the primary senior tactical formation for the Army. The division commands multiple Army brigades and is the Army's primary tactical headquarters for decisive action. When required, A division may serve as a JTF or Joint Force Land Component Command headquarters in operations limited in scale and scope. As required, the division may be the Army component within a JTF. When a corps or division serves in the capacity of a Joint Force Land Component Command, or an R4, ASCC-designated liaisons in theater are tasked to provide support to the R4 supporting a JFC. The ASCC has a permanently assigned battlefield coordination detachment at the supporting theater Joint Air Operations Center to interface with the commander, Air Force Forces, known as COMAFOR, and the Joint Force Air Component Commander, JFAC. Additionally, a corps or division-level R4 will not likely be identified in sufficient time to properly dispatch trained liaisons to the Joint Fires Element, Joint Targeting Working Group, Joint Targeting Coordination Board, and Joint Collection Management Board. ASCCs normally have digital liaison teams or detachments to interface with other allies or components that require connectivity with selected systems. These systems, including but not limited to Advanced Field Artillery, FA, Tactical Data System, Tactical Airspace Integration System, Tactical Mission Command, Joint Automated Deep Operations Coordination System, or Air and Missile Defense Workstation, enable allies or components to participate in the Army operations process and share the ground common operational picture. When a digital liaison detachment is unavailable or otherwise constrained, a Security Force Assistance Brigade, known as SFAB, can offer capabilities and functions akin to digital liaison detachments. Theater Army relationship to other service components. The Theater Army must establish support relationships with other service components, as described in JP1. This is critical because synchronization of efforts within theater or JOA-wide operations creates complementary and supplementary effects and prevents fratricide. To facilitate synchronization, the GCC establishes priorities that guide or inform execution decisions throughout the theater or JOA, including within the Land Force Commander's areas of operations. Within a joint force, the JFC may designate more than one supported commander simultaneously, and components may simultaneously receive and provide support for different missions, functions, or operations. The commander of the Army Forces is responsible for identifying requirements. For example, Air Support Operations Centers, fulfilled by supporting component commanders. Identifying such requirements can be an extensive process and must be integrated into planning early. For example, the joint planning process for AIR develops theater-wide GCC guidance and products that impact how the R4 operates in theater. It is imperative that the Theater Army or R4 interfaces with the JFAC during exercises, campaigns, and crisis action planning to influence the development of the Joint Air Operations Plan. The Army must interface with the Airspace Control Authority and Area Air Defense Commander for development of the Airspace Control Plan, Area Air Defense Plan, and other products that guide military operations in the AOR or JOA. As part of this process, the commander of the Army Forces is given tasking authority of appropriate theater Army liaisons in theater. This includes authority to direct the Battlefield Coordination Detachment, BCD, Army Air and Missile Defense Command, AAMDC, and other established liaisons working in direct support to the designated commander of the Army Forces.